Lieutenant Governor, where are you this morning?
I'm out at our command post once again, day two of the storm here in Cheektowaga, the Thruway Authority offices. And we are still continuing a state of emergency situation, probably throughout the day. And the, I want to also report that the tractor-trailer ban on the New York State Thruway continues in effect, at least in the time for the time being, and encouraging the trucks to use alternative routes to go west on Route 5 and Route 20. Those are the two developments right now. We continue to monitor this literally by the hour. And as conditions improve, we'll be able to report to the public that we're back to normal. We believe this is the final phase of the storm, and we're, we have a lot of experts here we're working closely with, and we feel good about the outcome thus far.
You know, you did mention the tractor-trailer ban and using alternate routes. For example, U.S. 20 through Genesee County yesterday, there was an accident involving a tractor-trailer, did knock down some power lines and things along those lines. I mean, is it really that much safer or better for tractor trailers to be utilizing, you know, the alternate state routes rather than the thruway itself?
Yes. I mean, if you look at the fact that just yesterday alone, we had 45 tractor trailer incidences, three major ones here in West New York before the ban was put in place. And in Syracuse, just a week ago, there was a multi-trailer pileup of seven or eight vehicles that blocked traffic literally for hours. Those are the circumstances that could occur, and we've seen it here in Western New York. When tractor trailers jackknife and it blocks traffic and blocks plows, people become stranded. And that's not likely to happen on a secondary road as the way it does on the thruway. So it's something we're cognizant of. We don't want to delay traffic and commerce any more than necessary. But at the end of the day, it's all about keeping the motorist safe. And we believe this is the right strategy.
It I'd like to believe here at WBFO we have a good handle on what's happening here in Western New York. But I'm kind of curious. I know a lot of this a state of emergency across New York State focused on that downstate storm that most certainly sounded quite precarious moving in. What is the latest that you're hearing out of the downstate area?
Well, what's so interesting is that some of the earlier predictions did not quite bear out as predicted at all, because the brunt of the storm and deep blizzard conditions were expected to hit New York City and Long Island yesterday. And they ended up not having the severity that was predicted. However, Broome County, Binghamton, Syracuse, Utica, and Rochester all got hit much harder than expected, which is why, you know, when you're looking at a storm that's of this magnitude, literally covering the entire state, it's hard to assess what's going to happen in an area. Buffalo received more snow than expected. We broke a record yesterday. Snowfalls are continuing as we speak, making some of the conditions in different parts of the area still hazardous for drivers. Niagara County is experiencing more difficulties. We actually had to send state assistance up to help the city of Niagara Falls clear streets last night, which is something we're able to do as long as there's a state of emergency. We can deploy state resources to help the localities, which is exactly what we did to help Niagara Falls last night. So we think it's the final phase of the storm. But we're monitoring the conditions on the thruway with the cameras in the room here. We're continuing to be in touch with the Weather Service, as well as frequent calls with our local partners, the mayors and the supervisors and of the cities and villages and towns.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.